This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلاة ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد: all praise is due to Allah, we seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. Every part of the body has been created for a unique function, and its perfection lies in fulfilling that function. Its illness lies in its disability in performing that function for which it was created, to the point where it does not perform it either completely, or if it performs it, it performs it with some sort of turbulence or disturbance. And so, what then is the illness of the heart? And in this brief khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, I want to share a number of signs for a healthy heart, a healthy spiritual heart, that we may be able to exercise some sort of self-diagnosis. And this is something that the scholars concern themselves with greatly, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that on the day where wealth will not benefit, or children, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for those who appear on the day of judgment with a heart that is free from defect. It has to be a healthy heart. Has to be a perfect heart, has to be a pure heart. And so, what are some of the signs of a healthy heart? Well, what is the function of the heart? The function of the heart is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The function of the heart is to know Allah, to love Him, to long to meet Him, to repent to Him, and to prefer Him over every other desire. That is the function of the heart. And so if a person comes to know everything in this world other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person will come as if they know nothing. And if they acquire every share of the pleasures of this dunya that it has to offer, but does not acquire the love of Allah, longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of His company, then it's as if they acquired no pleasure, as if they knew no bliss, as if they acquired nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says that whoever turns away from my remembrance, then they will have a constricted life in this world, and we will gather them on the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. They will say, my Lord, why did you resurrect me as blind when I used to see in this life? كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. Allah says, similarly, our signs came to you in this world and you forgot them, you turned away from them. Similarly, you will experience that, or you will be forgotten on the day of judgment. And so sometimes the heart is affected by illness, and its owner, the owner of the heart, isn't even aware that it's become ill. In fact, a heart may die, a spiritual heart may die, while the occupant of that heart or the owner of that heart is unaware of its death. And of the signs that the scholars mention of the illness or the death of the heart is that it is no longer disturbed by the most grave sins. It is no longer disturbed by any evil that is practiced by the body in which it resides. And so it becomes completely numb, spiritually numb. It is not affected by any pain. And among the signs of the illness of the heart also is its dislike for beneficial nutrition and preference for harmful one. Just like a person who has been eating junk food and eating junk food and eating junk food, and they're used to everything that's unhealthy, and you tell them, eat carrots and eat broccoli and eat healthy food, and they tell you, I can't stand it. I can't eat that which is healthy. I have to eat that which is just processed and harmful, and that's the only pleasure I get in eating food. So a person may reach a level where their heart is diseased to the point where that which is pure and wholesome and nutritious and good and has healing for them is the most distasteful thing. And this can apply in a number of realms when it comes to a diseased heart. And so there are four things. There is useful nutrition. There is that which is healing. There is that which is healing. There is or curing medication. And then there's harmful nutrition. And then there's that which causes illness. So there is nutrition that's healthy. There is medicine that cures. There is that which is unhealthy. And that which causes illness. These four quadrants. And the healthy heart, our first sign of a healthy heart, is that prefers which is that over that which is healthy and curing over that which is sick and harmful. And the sick heart is the opposite of that. And the most beneficial nutrition is iman. And the most curing medicine is the Quran. And both of them, both contain, the Quran and iman are both containing the nutrition and the cure. And number two, the second sign of a healthy heart is its departure from this world. So much so that a person will live in the hereafter even though their body is here. And hence the Prophet ﷺ told Abdullah ibn Umar, he says, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرْ سَبِيلٌ. He says, be in this world as if you were a traveler or someone who is a wayfarer on the way. Be in this dunya as if you are a stranger. A person who's traveling, they're always aware. They don't consider themselves a permanent resident or a citizen of the place that they're traveling through. They're realizing, they're always aware that their residence is still ahead of them. And so they're not investing so much in this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told Abdullah ibn Umar that. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu gives a beautiful phrase when he says that the dunya is mudbira, wal-akhiratu muqbila. He says that the dunya is departing. Every single year, you and I are departing more and more from the dunya. From the moment we came into this world, we're departing more and more from the dunya with every passing day. And every day, that train that is labeled al-akhirah is coming closer to our platform. And so he says, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. He says, so be from the children of the Akhirah. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. So be from the children of the Akhirah and don't be from the children of the dunya. Because today is amal without hisab. Today is action without accountability. But tomorrow is accountability without action. So taking advantage and realizing the importance of departing from this world before we physically depart from this world. And number three, our third sign of a healthy heart, is that a person whose heart is healthy, that heart is continuing to alert a person. It's continuing to feel pain until it attaches that individual to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a desperate devotee is to his beloved, without whom they can't survive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The ones who believe and their hearts feel tranquility, their hearts are perturbed, there is a turbulence in their heart that is not stilled, that is not quieted, there is a serenity that is not felt except with the remembrance of Allah. Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Verily, it is with the remembrance of Allah that hearts find rest. And so in that moment, when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they taste the sweetness of life and they enjoy a life that is different from the lives of the heedless, the ones who have turned away from their life's purpose and for what they've created. It's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our hearts find satisfaction and they find contentment and happiness and joy and fear and longing and hope, all of that. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance is where we find the sweetness of our existence. And number four, our fourth sign of a healthy heart, is that it doesn't tire from remembering its Lord. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu gave a famous diagnosis of hearts, and he made it, or we made it, a standard. He says, لو سلمت القلوب ما شبعت من كلام الله. He said, if the hearts were healthy, they would never have their fill from the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very clear diagnosis that Uthman radiallahu anhu gives is a person's reaction with regards to the Qur'an, a person's ability to read the Qur'an. Not everyone is necessarily going to be reading the Qur'an all the time, but at the same time, a person being able to listen to the Qur'an. You will find that people might have the ability to listen to music in other languages for hours and enjoy it. But then, and there are some people who are able to listen to anything. You're in the car with them and you turn on a podcast and they'll listen to the podcast with you. You turn on random music from here, they'll listen to it. You turn on some other culture's foreign music and they'll listen and they'll appreciate. But then you turn on Quran and in their heart there's actually a resistance to it. Can only listen, I can only bear, keyword here is bear, I can only bear to listen to the Quran for a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes before I have to change it. Right? That's a resistance. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu says that if our hearts were healthy, if they were free from defect, they would not have their fill from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number five is that a person, if they miss their daily devotional, their wird, their daily devotional of the Qur'an or their daily devotional of adhkar that they make or something that they offer daily of worship, that that loss be more severe to them than a person who is attached to money when they lose their money. Like, that's how valuable. If I, you know, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they slept through Fajr one morning, they were pouring dust on their heads. Like, it's an example of incredible grief and loss. It's what happens when someone passes away, pouring dust on a person's head. That's how they felt when they missed out on that regular habit, of course, of praying Fajr before the sun had risen. And from the signs of health, our sixth, is that they long for service. They long for service, to be in the service of others. Because they know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فِي عَوْنَ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah is in the service of a person as long as he is in the services of his brother. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for me to help my brother in a need of theirs is more beloved to me than to make i'tikaf in my masjid for an entire month. I mean, imagine if one of us had the opportunity in our lifetime, just once in our life, to make i'tikaf in the masjid al-Nabawi, I mean, it would be one of the great acts of worship that we feel we would ever offered. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, not for 10 days, but for an entire month, for him to make i'tikaf in al-Masjid al-Nabawi, for him to go and help his brother move, or for him to go and help his brother do something, some need of theirs, is more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so for that person who's got a healthy heart, they love to serve. Not because serving is easy for their personality necessarily, but because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who serve. And our seventh sign is that When the time for prayer comes, their worry and anxiety over the dunya is lifted, and they find it difficult to exit out of the prayer. And they find in the prayer their comfort and their pleasure and the coolness of their eyes and the happiness of their heart. You know, one time a convert came to me after a lecture and he said, "What's wrong with my prayer? Is there something wrong with my prayer?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You know, I always hear, you know, people talking about being distracted in the salah and shaitan stealing things from you and stuff." He said, "I don't experience any of that. Is there something wrong with my prayer?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "When I enter into the salah, everything in this world disappears and it's just me and Allah." And he said, "I feel most alive in my life when I'm in salah. In fact, when salah time is over, I'm waiting for the next salah throughout the day. And I don't even need like an alarm or anything like that. My body responds to the salah. I get goosebumps when it's salah time. So what's wrong with my prayer?" I said, "Akhi, there's nothing wrong with your prayer. There's something wrong with all of our prayers. That's the problem. Your prayer is like the prayer that we've read in books. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our affairs. وَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَيُولَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ غَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallim sallim kithira. In summary, we mentioned seven signs of a healthy heart. But in summary, the healthy heart is the one whose concern is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loves Him, His motivations are for Him, His speech is about Him, is more beloved to Him than any speech, and His thoughts orbit around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and what He loves. And when they find themselves being distracted by the dunya, as the dunya does for all of us, they remind themselves, "Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah." O content soul, return to your Lord, return to your Lord, return to your Lord. They keep reciting these verses again and again that they may hear these verses said to them by their Lord when they meet. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our hearts and to heal our hearts from any ailments, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our acts of worship, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our deeds. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد. وقم إلى صلاة.